Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Relax. Weather was beautiful. Finally feels like summer, right? You're getting the heat. You walk out, you really feel the heat. You're having a good Sunday. You're watching the Royals game. Unfortunately, they lose, but it's a tightly contested game. You're getting great pitching yet again from Chris Bubich. At that time, we didn't know Cags was called up yet, but I had a good weekend. I was feeling good. Then I had a few people tag me in a tweet. I'm like, what is going on? What is this? And I saw Drew's name. I'm like, what is he tweeting about? So then I did some digging, and Drew decided to try to start fights with people on Twitter yesterday. That's what happened. He chose violence on a nice Sunday.
I didn't tell people to respond. I never tagged people. I didn't tag you guys.
You chose some violence. I think it's very, very clear. And
I knew it would irritate some people when I said it.
So you did. See? So you chose that path. Let me pull up the exact tweet, the original tweet. Then you responded to a bunch of people going back and forth.
I was surprised at how many people responded, actually.
You knew.
Were so you?
I was.
I was
like
very
throwing
surprised.
A grenade in
you
and surprised things blow up.
Correct.
You quote tweeted a tweet. So Warren Sharp had sent out a tweet that said, Bengals offensive line rank pass block win rate by year.
Horrendously they were bad.
30th, 27th, 32nd. You quote tweet that and said, I'll get criticized tomorrow. But a real thing that's discussed in KC is bad left tackle play affecting Mahomes' ability to play well. Burrow put up league-leading numbers behind the worst O-line in football in 24 and nearly won a Super Bowl with the third worst. That prompted that's people right. to go after you. Now, two things real quick. We can get into like the actual conversation about it. What prompted this?
Why did you choose this path?
In June for you to try to bring up a debate between Burrow and Mahomes, what prompted you to do this? And then you sent out a tweet later after you already fired the grenade or threw the grenade out there. Then you're like, oh, I'm not going to even bring it up on the show tomorrow. They'll bring it up as if you didn't bring it up to begin with.
I was going to keep it as a social media thing. And if it came up on the show, it wasn't going to be me that brought it up. So now it's mm-hmm. coming up on the show. So originally, and we've talked about this. I don't know what spurred me on as much as I saw this tweet. I think it was on Friday or Saturday. I was like, I'm not going to say anything. And then I saw it again on Sunday. I was like, sure. Mm-hmm. Why not?
You were feeling good. Were you drinking yesterday?
Let's do it.
Were you drinking yesterday? Were you still riding high from your Pacers going to the finals? Yeah. What was going on?
Shout out to Joe. He suggested I saw the Pacers win, and all of a sudden I started firing ticks off, puffing my chest out. So, no, I was totally sober yesterday.
So you chose that path. Okay. The actual argument, though, like we've gone over this, like, the whole like nearly won a Super Bowl. I guess the Chiefs nearly three-peated then. Like, there's no
they nearly won a Super Bowl every year. Yeah. Only 7 years he's been the starter.
The premise of the tweet, I think, is not to tear anybody down more than it is of, I think that Joe Burrow deserves more respect for what he did with
how
bad.
Who doesn't respect him in terms, like, even me, even
how bad the offensive line is.
Even myself, who gives you a very hard time about the Bengals and who obviously pokes fun about Joe Burrow whining all the time and stuff, has admitted that he's my third best quarterback in football. That's not being a hater. I say the third best quarterback in football. Josh Allen's two, Burrow's three, Lamar's four. Some would even say Lamar should be three.
I have Lamar three.
But I see,
I'd still have Burrow in the top five.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
I still think
what
that,
do you
I
want people to say about Joe Burrow? Because people last year, if anything, they all were whining and saying, oh,
poetic.
Poor Joey doesn't have a defense. What do you... Your argument is that Mahomes should be doing more with his offensive line because Joe Burrow did more? No, he didn't.
As a matter of fact, Matt Verderam said that he referenced the Bengals a few months ago in terms of how they stretched the field, even amidst a terrible offensive line. And I think that's
we have Jamar Chase, not Sky Moore. I'm sure that's pretty easy.
I think that, again, this goes back to previous conversations in which on this show we've discussed maybe the offensive line is affecting Mahomes and how he's looked. Uh-huh. I don't think it's
but
the
last
offensive...
week, we both admitted, you and I both said that we think that the weapons were a more important part for their lack of
correct.
Offense last year than the line.
Which is where that leads me to the reason why I mentioned the whole talking point in Kansas City thing. I think the point that irritates me more, or it sent the reason I sent the tweet is because the left tackle play shouldn't be the excuse for Patrick Mahomes. The wide receivers, you and I agree, Cody, and this year, hopefully everybody stays healthy and we're going to see. But the idea that the left tackle play in the offensive line is what's causing the problems for Patrick Mahomes, I call a little bit of BS on it.
Here's the only problem with that point, I think, at least. Mahomes has had five different left tackles in the Super Bowls, and he's won three. So
he's not using it as a crutch.
Nobody's using it. It's prevented him from three-peating, sure, I guess, but like, he's won three rings during it. If he hadn't won a ring and we were all saying it's the O-line's fault, then I think your tweet makes sense. Your point makes sense. He's won three rings. I don't think anybody's claiming like that has prevented him from doing everything. It's saying that's part of the equation. And if we're going to say that Joe Burrow almost won a Super Bowl, well, then Mahomes almost three-peated. And then the last point I'll make would be, Patrick Mahomes literally had the same left tackle as Joe Burrow and won a Super Bowl, as in Orlando Brown Jr. The exact same left tackle.
And the year he had the worst defense in the league, he went to the playoffs and lost to Tom Brady in the AFC title game.
I understand, but the thing that it bothers me a little bit, because we're talking about, like, I'm talking about individual quarterback play. I'm not talking about the team. The Chiefs have always been the better team. They've always been the better organization, but let me calm down, because if I say the Bengals have been a worse organization, people will say that's an excuse. And then it is, you know, not. So I'm gonna try to stay away from the excuse part of it. I'm just telling you, based on the numbers.
But the only two numbers that were bad are the last 2 years. There's no other numbers in which the left tackle play stopped Patrick Mahomes from playing great football.
Correct, which is where I think that, because we've gotten into this conversation here over the last couple of ever since I've been here, really, the last year and a half, is the play of Patrick Mahomes is not being up to the quote unquote national standard. Hence the reason why Pro Football Focus had him at eight, I believe. I think that this year is going to determine in regards to how we view Patrick Mahomes as an individual quarterback, because they've done everything that they can do with the offensive line at this point to be as good as they can be. We'll see if Josh Simmons works out. Hopefully so, for Patrick Mahomes' sake, and for all you Chiefs fans' sake. But if the wide receiver room is healthy and Patrick Mahomes still, again, this goes back to our conversation last week, puts up similar numbers.
I don't think he will, though.
I don't think he will. Again, if he's the quarterback that we all think he is, then he shouldn't have the same season. But if he does, then I think it might turn into a real conversation of, is it Mahomes? Is it the way the offense runs? But why should the offense be the way that it has been the last 2 years when you've got Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback?
I understand you're trying to make it about individual, like comparing stats to Joe Burrow and Mahomes. And
three
I think
years
we,
ago, Mahomes
we
had the
would
identical
all,
season.
We would all admit that Mahomes statistically, last year wasn't his best season. But like what you're saying, like, I think that, you know, depending on this season, people are going to feel different about Mahomes. What if they win 15 games and lose in the Super Bowl, then we're going to feel different? I won't.
And we're not talking about team.
But Drew, I don't care what the stats are for Mahomes if they win 14 games and go to a Super Bowl, win or lose. I truly do not give up. I don't. And most people don't.
As you shouldn't. As Chiefs fans, you just want to win the Super Bowl. And in the end, I technically want to win the Super Bowl as well.
But like Joe Burrow can win the fantasy football crown every year. That's fine. Nobody cares if he puts up big numbers. Ultimately, you don't care even. You want a ring finally for your Bengals.
But as soon as I say that, then because the people will go on and they'll say, well, he rode the coattails of his defense and he rode the coattails of his wide receivers, where I'm just making the point, and I'm never going to win this argument. Why can't we say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes last season or the season before that, that they won the Super Bowl and the defense was elite in every single category? I think it's fair to say that the defense carried the offense and Patrick Mahomes to that Super Bowl 2 years ago. But I don't think people are ready to have that conversation.
The thing is, like, I don't think you can win any Super Bowl without high level quarterback play.
Agreed.
And over the last 3 years, statistically, Drew, and like to your point, you're like, well, Joe Burrow deserves more credit. Well, they both have problems on their team, but one guy keeps winning, and they have put up over the last three seasons, not kidding, so you're saying down statistical years. So I included two bad years from Patrick Mahomes. Nearly identical statistics over the last 3 years between the two of them. 13,000 yards for Patrick Mahomes, only 11,000 for Joe Burrow.
How many less games has Joe Burrow played?
That doesn't matter. That's part of his job. His ass has to be on the field. One way or the other, he has to be on the field. And it's only five less games. It's not like something significant. 93 total touchdowns for Joe Burrow, 94 passing, by the way. Mahomes has quite a bit more rushing than Joe Burrow in that time. 27 interceptions and 31 interceptions. I mean, they're nearly statistically identical quarterbacks. So if the argument is Joe Burrow deserves more credit for statistically putting up numbers, Mahomes has been putting up the same numbers, but also winning. Like he's continued the other part. And I know you're saying that's a team stat. And like, look, QB wins is not a good way to judge a quarterback.
And I'm going
to
avoid it because as soon as I say, well, you know, they have Brett Veach in the Bengals, that's an excuse for Drew's poor Bengals. It's driving it further down.
Like, I'm not saying Joe Burrow is responsible for everything that happens on the field. He does play for a dysfunctional organization. Do I think Joe Burrow would have won a Super Bowl if Andy Reid was his head coach this whole time? Probably.
But this is why nobody doesn't think Joe Burrow's good. I think he's the third best quarterback in football. But
I think it's more of it's not even a Mahomes thing as much as it is. The reason why I said Mahomes is because, of course, I work in Kansas City. I knew it would get people riled up. I think for what Joe Burrow has had to go through regarding the offensive line, I don't think Josh Allen would have had to go through.
Again, we're acting like this guy is in the worst situation in NFL history. How is he doing it? He has had such terrible atmosphere. What are we doing? That's crazy to me. Nobody else has had better number one, number two receivers during the first 5 years of their NFL career, I would argue, than one Joe Burrow.
I don't think Josh Allen would have the career that Joe Burrow has. Mind you, Joe Burrow has beaten Josh Allen head-to-head every time he's played.
So now we want to talk wins.
No. I'm not using that as the example. I'm saying Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson would not be able to do what Joe Burrow has done in the current settings that he's had.
Okay. All right.
You're saying he's had the worst circumstances
out of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes.
In regards, and I know that the weapons are there, but he is getting...
That's the real tough part of your argument. I get the second best.
In fairness, Josh Allen has had Stephon Diggs, where Lamar Jackson is the one where it's really unfair to him in terms of the weapons. But regarding offensive line in particular,
all right,
I think that's where Joe Burrow, being the most accurate quarterback in the league, amidst getting hit the quickest and the most, for him to still make a Super Bowl in that run where he got sacked 75 times in the season, nobody else could do that.
Yeah, that's why I say he's Dan Marino. He's going to be Dan Marino.
Which is a team deal as well. I just think it's very fun to poke fun.
Well, Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer, so you got that.
I think Joe Burrow will be a Hall of Famer as well.
I agree.
I think it's fun to poke fun because I know that it triggers people because Joe Burrow broke your hearts one time. You know, you guys can never.
Chiefs have won three rings, and that was also our. You know how many years it's been. We're about to be in. We're about to have the 2025-2026 season.
That's right.
Okay.
Like, right. I can't be bothered by a quarterback who has started in the NFL 7 years and has played in the Super Bowl in 5 of them.
Hey, so this is turning into a Burrow half hour. I told you I would keep it a social media thing unless we brought it up, but I knew it was going to come up.
We work in radio.
I know.
You're a producer for a radio show in Kansas City. If you tweet something about Mahomes and Burrow, you can't then say, like, well, I'm not going to bring it up on my radio show I produce.
Oh, no, I know that's part of the fun. That's part of the fun. I'm poking fun because I know it's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the fun.
All right.
I'm excited for the season. Obviously, they're not going to play each other during the regular season. They might not play each other at all. Who knows? In 2025, 2026.
That's Cincinnati. That's up to Cincinnati. That's a team that's got to figure its way to the postseason again.
I'm just saying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.